Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Tim Deese, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. You know, I'm like super excited. Somebody told me, Dr. Sunday, we play that part over and over when you say welcome. I'm like, okay, but that's my personality. That's who I am. You know, and that's what we do here at Good Deeds. We share your message to the world. I am Dr. Renee Sunday. I am the platform builder. People have given me a new name. You'll see it in my branding, the change, just a hair. I am the Be Seen, Be Heard, Get Paid expert, because the key is you have a story, you have a dream, you have a goal, and guess what? We're going to build it. We're going to help you let that light, that message shine to the world. And we do it through radio and TV, publishing books, whatever has been placed in your heart that was predestined before you were even born. But we're going to talk about real briefly right now is, you know, you have to be careful, and I'm going to say careful. That may be the nice word to say in this right now, is what your motive is. You know, some people have nice motives, have good motives. Some people may have not so good. You know, we don't want to look at the bad, but the thing is, have positive motives when you're around people. You know, you want to impact people. You want to actually build influence to people. You want to help people, guess what, achieve their dreams, goals, and their passions that they can get to your destiny. And I always say this, if you're not in your purpose, guess what, I'm not in my purpose. Because we have to do it, guess what, together. Yes, we can. Yes, we did. And we got to keep doing that, what, over and over. We have to make sure that we can encourage somebody, that we can help somebody else. I mean, it can be the littlest things, what we think of, that we take for granted. You know, the things like food, shelter, clothing, you need to help those people, okay? Things we take for granted. But you know what? Always be that light to somebody else. Always be the person that you can say, hey, do you need help? And you can actually help them. And you don't have to advertise it, because a lot of people are private. But the thing is, help somebody else so they can move forward in life. And that's what we're going to actually talk about. We have an amazing, wonderful, beautiful young lady that actually, I mean, she is a leading authority in several areas. I mean, she actually is a media personality. I love it. I love it. I love to talk to other media personalities. It's amazing. Personal development, guess what? And you know what we all want is what? Wonderful, fulfilling, what? Relationship. She's going to actually tell you the do's and don'ts. She's going to get, you know how they say in the South, you know I'm from the South, we're going to get all in your Kool-Aid. We're going to actually empower you. We're going to talk about all the things that have, you know, come into her life and the things that she want to share with us so we can reach out and guess what? Support her, get her products and services, and we can actually walk all together in our destiny. We don't want to delay. We want to welcome none other than the leading authority in many areas, Miss Kimberly Arrington. Are you there?
Oh, wow. Yes, I am here. Thank you so much for that amazing, wonderful introduction. Thank you. Wow. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you, Dr. Sunday. How are you?
I'm great. She's amazing, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here to tell you. Well, you know, we don't want to delay because, I mean, she has been entrusted so many things. We want to get in as much as we can. Tell us a little bit more about yourself and, you know, the things that's going on in your life.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, my name is Kimberly Arrington, and I'm known or affectionately known as Inspirational Beauty, but you can call me IB, Dr. Sunday. And wow, I mean, there's so much going on. Just to tell you a little about me on the professional side, I am a life coach and I do specialize in relationships. I do have a couple of media platforms and radio and developing a couple things. And I consult businesses in the areas of professional development. And I'm a Southern girl, too. I'm from Tuskegee, Alabama, you know, the home of Rosa P. Washington, George Washington Carver. And I'm an entrepreneur. Let me not forget that. And at the end of the day, I'm just a lover of people. And so wherever I can help, that's what it's all about. Whether it's me writing, me speaking, me just being your homegirl, that's just basically who I am in a nutshell, Dr. Sunday. Love people.
You know, that's important because some people, I'll just keep it real, as the kids say, keep it 100. People, they want to be around people, but they're not people, you know, they really not,
right.
You know, people per people. they say, oh,
right.
I can be around you a little bit, but I really don't like you. But I want to dive in a little bit because, especially now with what's going on in the world, we all want, and I said it a little bit starting up, we all want fulfilling relationships. Tell us, you know, through your platform and of course, in the life coaching, because, you know, all that kind of plays together. I mean, one, speak on, because we got to be able to recognize some of the concerns. Talk about some of the concerns we're having in relationships and tell us through your platform how we can, you know, try to start tackling it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you know how I am. She's going to only give you brief information because everybody, relationships are different, and we're going to actually get her products and services so we can go up the mountain and down the mountain, okay?
All right. Well, I think, you know, one of the biggest things we do is we are looking at each other's differences before we really try to look at what's commonplace for everyone. We all have something in common. Men and women are meant to be together. Let me just say that. We are meant to be together. So that's the first thing. Men desire women, and we women desire men, right, Dr. Sunday? So we all on the same chord.
Oh, yeah.
but I think the biggest thing, one of the biggest problems I see or have been seeing in the last couple of years is that we are dating off of preferences instead of character and things that are lifelong sustaining. You know, preferences are things that we all have, right? We all, you know, want a man to look a certain way or to have certain things, and we all wouldn't want a woman to be a certain way with us, right? There's nothing wrong with that. But when preferences can change, Dr. Sunday, a preference could be, you know, I want a man who has a six-figure or eight-figure salary, right? Or I want a man who has dark hair and all these things. Well, one day his hair is going to fall out, right? One day he could lose that high salary job. Then what do you do? So that's what I mean by preferences. And you can get in trouble doing that. And so what happens is we see a lot of people, and men too, you know, men, y'all want this woman with this perfect shape and all that, and better have a couple of kids, right, Dr. Sunday? Better have a couple of kids.
Yes. Oh,
let her
yeah.
go through life. Let her go through even illnesses. And Dr. Sunday is a doctor, so she understands how those things affect the body. And, you know, we have to start looking at the character of a person instead of the preference alone, because that's what's getting us in trouble. That's what's getting us in divorce court. She don't look the same, or he don't have the same stamina or have the same money. And it's taking us right to divorce court. And character are the things that you don't see. Character is like the foundation of a house. It's the thing that you need. It undergirds the relationship. And so when you have a relationship that has character and value, no matter what happens on the outside, you have a friend, and you have someone who really, really, really is not just in love with you, but who loves you. And so I see that a lot with us. Go outside of what you see and what you hear and go with what you know. Right, Dr. Sunday? You got to go with who a person is. You know, I'll tell this quick little story, Dr. Sunday. I have a friend of mine whose parents have been married for about 40 or 50 years. And my friend was engaged. She's no longer engaged. But he had a simple conversation with his mother, who was in the doctor's room with her husband, who had just had a stroke. And this man had always been a vibrant man. He was a coach, a physical education coach, and just a very vibrant personality. And now he was a man who had had a stroke and no longer could move, couldn't even wipe his own face. And yet here his wife is standing by his side. So his wife, which is my friend's mother, looks at him and says, "Honey, before you take that leap, you make sure you understand what marriage really is. Look in that room at your father. If you don't think she could stand there with you if this happened to you, you have some decisions to make." And that's what I want to say to everybody out there, is that commitment in marriage and relationships are for the long haul, or they should be. And when we're just looking at you when you're vibrant, when you got everything going on, that's just a part of it. That's not going to be everything. So guys, go outside of preference. and really look at how the man or the woman treats you when you're at your worst. I hope that helped.
Ooh, yeah, that was powerful. And, you know, I always hear this, and especially from people that's in the South, they always say, see how the man treats his mother, and that'll tell you
a
lot.
Yeah. You know, that does
you know
go a long way.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I know we are mostly, all of us adults on this, usually adults, sometimes my niece, they chime in, but they know what I mean when I say this. You know, when we go through the time of the month, I'll put it that way, you know, we tend to be somewhat emotional. So, you know, you have to be in love the whole lady, not just when we dressed up and going to a gathering, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you asked me, you know, when we started the show, what are some of the things that I'm seeing, you know, and how am I able to help on my platform? I've actually written a book, it hasn't come out yet, but it's called He Can't Read Your Mind. And it's really going to help, or is designed to try to help both men and women understand where one another is coming from. Really, really for women to understand men, not to think like men because we're not men, so I'm not Steve Harvey, all right, everybody? But how to understand men on a cellular level. And the reason why I really wanted to gear it more towards women understanding men is because men are more simple. Men are very simple, ladies, believe it or not, and I know we've heard that a lot, but they truly are. And women, we're more complex. You know, Dr. Sunday, I was talking to a friend of mine recently, and I was sharing, I said, you know, women, we could vacillate through 10 emotions in one day for no reason, you know, and men, and, you know, and that's the most balanced woman. You know, I might vacillate between 3 or 4 emotions, and I consider myself pretty balanced, but men pretty much have 2 to 3 emotions they deal with, period, okay? And so in the book, He Can't Read Your Mind, and some other things that I'm going to share outside of the book, it's going to really help bring some understanding, and that's what I try to do, Dr. Sunday. It's try to bring understanding to the table, not manipulation. A lot of what we're taught as young girls is how to manipulate men. Let me just throw it out there, okay? And what that does is it causes men not to trust us. And a lot of times when we as good women finally get with a good man, he's been manipulated so much that, you know, he's not ready to commit to you. And so those are some things I want to talk about as well. I'm actually going to be on a Facebook Live tonight talking a little bit about that as well. But I think the biggest thing, and feel free to have any questions, Dr. Sunday, but I think one of the biggest things is really not fully understanding that at the end of the day, both men and women really want to be together because God created us to be together. So it shouldn't be that hard to be together, but we have so many things in our ear. We have so many people telling us things. Let me tell y'all something right now. Stop listening to people who can't keep nobody. Can I say that, Dr. Sunday?
now that's a pleadable right there, okay?
And the reason I say that is because obviously, you know, just like with anything else, I'm sure when you became a doctor, you had mentors, Dr. Sunday, right, who were already in the profession. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously you're going to be with people who are successful, pretty successful in the medical field. You're not going to be with someone who's out there not doing the job, not showing up on time, not doing what they need to do, right? So the same thing with when we're taking advice from people who are talking to us about relationships. Yeah, grandma's going to give you advice, which you need to listen to grandma. She has some wisdom. Friends are going to give advice. But always remember, whoever you are getting advice from, look at who's giving the advice. I want you to really pay attention to that. I hope that helps.
Oh, yeah. No, that's powerful. Well, let me ask you something, because you live in a metropolitan area like myself.
Yeah.
And the millennials kind of have turned the corn a lot. I mean, I'm going to just be real. One thing I really love about them is they don't mind speaking their mind. You know, in our generation, we kept our mouth closed. And that was, a lot of times wasn't a good thing. But with being now with the millennials and so much going on in the world, And I know this gonna make everybody laugh, but I have to ask. You know how we grew up with the Bible saying a man that findeth, you know, his wife, meaning the woman is not acting. But nowadays, I have even heard through my niece, which is a millennial, that people are asking people to marry, go out on a date via text. They're not even calling them.
Ooh.
And the woman is asking, the woman is paying for XYZ. Well, what's your views on that? Because I think we have kind of changed the roles, and I really want to jump out and say we don't know what the roles are. Or can we really say, are there roles?
You know, that's a very interesting. I'm glad you bring up that point. And we are seeing that. We are seeing women take control. We are seeing women do things that are a little bit unorthodox. And I have two schools of thought on that. I think a lot of that, first of all, is because of the feminist movement that happened years ago. Because of that, all these offshoots, even in relationships, have changed more so toward the women being the aggressor, if you will, or more assertive. Let me say that. But let me share this with you too, Dr. Sunday. I believe that a man should always be the lead when it comes to pursuing a woman, and let me tell you why. Just like in the natural world with the animal kingdom, whenever the male is displaced in the animal kingdom, then the ecosystem is knocked off balance. Okay? Now we start seeing abnormal behavior. Okay, it's called abnormal behavior. And I think what has happened, there's been a displacement a lot in the community with fathers being in the home. So mothers are now, I know in the African-American community, 70% of leaders in the household. So now you have women leading women and women leading men. And so there are really no men out there teaching young men how to pursue girls or pursue or date. And so I think that's one thing we're seeing. Do I think it's okay? I don't necessarily think it's okay. I think it's the culture right now. But I think if we don't do something soon about that and learn that a man should court us or pursue us, because we're the object of desire, Dr. Sunday. It's us. We're the women. Okay? I'm not asking no man to marry me. I'm going to say that. I don't care if we're in 2082. There are things that are, and this is not archaic. I want to talk from a biological standpoint or even of that of how God created us, if I can talk on that level. God created tension, and there is an order to everything. And when we step out of order with things, that's where we have problems. That's where we have chaos. That's where we have all these different things. And so right now when you see the woman really pursuing the male, it tends to make the male not need to commit because he's now the object of desire. And at the end of the day, most women want to be married or to have someone at least say, this is my woman or this is the woman that I love. But when you become the pursuer and the one who's constantly making the decisions, now you've put him in that of unfamiliar territory, and now he's become kind of like the woman with female tendencies. Let me say it like that. And this has nothing to do with sexuality or being gay or lesbian. But this has to do with going against his actual nature of who he's designed to be. I know that was a long answer.
But
our young women.
Yeah, our young women. I've heard understanding. So many young ladies say that men do stuff that they. And this, I'm glad you said it that way because I've heard women say that, but not. You said it very nice.
Well, I try to bring some understanding to it instead of just pointing fingers. You know, men are not this way anymore, or women are not this way anymore, and it's not really that. We're seeing a whole culture or society change, but I want young ladies to really understand that they are the ones to be pursued, and men, these young boys have to be taught once again. By an uncle, by a father, by some male, the proper way. Now, you know, they don't have to do it like we did when we were growing up. You know, they have their own ways, they have their own slang, they have their own everything. But at the end of the day, a male should pursue the young lady. And all this texting, it's it's stopping that social activity we need. You know, when we go out now, Dr. Sunday, we can be walking on the street downtown Atlanta, and we'll see young people or even people our age, and their heads are down because they're looking at a device. And they don't know how to just be in the moment anymore. They don't know how to just see people and strike up a conversation anymore. And that's a shame because we're social beings, we're social mm-hmm. animals, and that's a part of being able to build successful relationships is knowing how to talk with people outside of a device. So women, yeah, young ladies, y'all need to have me over here and talk to y'all.
I agree. I mean, even, you know, with, you have to, because we have to get the right, you know, and I say this all the time, you have to have the right mindset, because what has happened, even though I've seen women to be bold in certain areas, and I'm not saying don't have your boldness and your confidence in you, mm-hmm. but underlying, mm-hmm. it's still a lot of self-esteem concerns there. So after that first 2 months in the relationship, it falls apart because, as what they yeah. say, the real person show up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It takes a while. It's, you know, everybody got on Steve Harvey really bad, especially men, because of the things Steve Harvey was saying in his book. But when he was talking about a timeline, you know, there are variables there, but it's true. At a certain point, things will happen in a relationship if it's supposed to progress. It really should happen at a certain point in time. And we just have to really kind of go back to that. I think one of the biggest problems is we especially women, we give too much too soon to the wrong person, to the wrong man. And we just want a man. We just want a man. And then we find out that he's not worthy, and now we're in love or we have all these emotions and these feelings, and now we're stuck with this man who really didn't deserve us in the first place, okay? And so we have, mm-hmm, that's mm-hmm. where the pursuit, that's where we have to learn that, you know, you don't give up precious things too soon, because men are different from us. You know, they're different. You know, once we give up things, we bond. Men, I want y'all to listen out there. You know, women, we bond to y'all when we're intimate with you guys, okay? And so you got to be careful, ladies, who you're bonding with, because if it wasn't that special for him, he can move on, and now you're left feeling hurt, you know. And so one mm-hmm. of my things, Dr. Mm-hmm. Sunday, is to, you know, and not just talk to the women, but to the men, too, and say, listen, when you really care about somebody, you're willing to wait. And ladies, I don't care if you're 10 or if you're 75. well, maybe that's 75. Y'all go ahead and do your thing. No, but you know, if someone really cares about you, they'll wait and on your time. And if they don't, then that's your answer. That's your answer.
Mhm. Mhm.
There's no other explanation. There's your answer. Yeah. Yeah.
I have to ask you this because this is another Southern. Sure. And you know, y'all can tell. You know, I'm from the South. Y'all know another Southern thing we used to always hear growing up is that a man knows quicker than a woman if that's the right one. You know, and some men will step out there and say, "Well, you know, God told me that you are my woman," or whatever, whatever. And a woman looking mm-hmm. like, "Yeah, okay," but you know the myth that men say that they know quicker than, and have you found that to be true? Because it's kind of been half and half for me that I've talked to people.
as the older I've gotten, I believe that to be more true than not, which is so interesting because I never would have believed that. But I believe that because men are simple. Men don't need much to see things. Now, that doesn't mean that they're going to automatically let you know. And that doesn't mean that they automatically are going to propose, okay? It may take some time. But 9 times out of 10, because of the way it's set up, a man findeth a good thing. He has to see. He has to be able to discern. And a lot of times he does see it before we do. And once again, he may not vocalize it yet. But he, yeah, generally from what I've seen, once a man is mature enough to say, okay, I'm ready to settle down. I remember it. Men have to be ready. Men can be in love with 10 women over his lifetime, but if he's not ready, it does not matter. So there have to be a couple of things that are in play. You know what I'm talking about, Dr. Sunday. They really
mm-hmm.
have to be ready.
Yes.
Sometimes, you know, sometimes we as women, we don't have to be ready, but we just want to be in love and we want to be married and we'll do it, you know, or we want to be in a relationship.
Yeah, we'll change our whole life.
Yeah, we will.
And the man looking
in a blink of an eye. And
oh,
so,
Lord.
You know, because a lot of times we lead off with emotion. So we may be feeling a certain way at that point in our lives. And he may come in and feel that need. And so we'll look at that as, oh, wow, you know, I'm ready to get married. Well, a man doesn't lead with emotion. So he's looking at character values. He's looking at things like, okay, is this someone who could possibly be a good mother? Is she already a mother? So he's looking at those things. How is she? How does she treat me when I've had a bad day at work? You all may not necessarily know he's doing those things, but when he's ready to settle down, now when he's not ready to settle down, he's not necessarily looking for those things. He's looking for, can I have a good time with her tonight? Can I, you know, he's looking short term. But when he's ready to get married, he's asking himself those long-term questions, and then he does make a decision. Once again, he may not ask you or even tell you until a year later or whatever, but, yeah, he does know. He does know. I'm putting it out there, Dr. Sunday.
I believe that. But you own it. You are, you know, I want to do this because time goes so quickly here. Tell us again about your book that's coming out and how we can connect with you with the Facebook Live later this evening. And then also the other, I mean, we didn't even get to the radio and TV and all the other amazing coaching and all that. So, you know, of course we got to support. We got to get the book, ladies and gentlemen. We got to support her with the book. But tell us more about that so we can jump on that later, you know, this evening or jump back and see it later on. That's a good thing with Facebook Live.
Okay.
And tell us about your other little platform.
Okay, great. So tonight I'll be on Facebook Live at 7 p.m. Eastern. The way you can join is just friend me at Kimberly Arrington. You can always go on my website to see all the things that I'm doing, which is just iamkimberlyarrington.com. I have a book coming out called He Can't Read Your Mind, and it's going to go up for pre-sale before Valentine's Day because I want everybody ready with all the information to have a wonderful, wonderful, loving Valentine's Day, right? I am a host on something called Simply IB on Wednesday nights because I'm known as Inspirational Beauty. And, you know, that's every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. And once again, I can make sure I put out all of my information through Dr. Sunday. I know we don't have a lot of time, but yes, I'm a coach. I coach individuals as well as groups in that of areas of personal and professional development. And so, yeah, I can go anywhere from talking about personal relationships to, you know, how to get a raise. You know, I will tell you this too, Dr. Sandy, too, and I would like to go ahead and offer something or give something away to one of your audience members, and you can feel free to give it away to whoever you would like. Okay, great. I have something called the Think About It series, and it's a series of six different sessions, live sessions of me, but they're studio recorded where you get them immediately. It's like a download, an MP3 download, and I'm sharing different sessions with you in the areas of life, business, and relationships, how to maintain your confidence in a hostile environment, things like how to negotiate successfully, how to ask for a raise successfully, how to identify decision makers. These are some of the things that you're going to get in the bundle, in the Think About It series bundle. So I want to go ahead and give that to one of your listeners, one of your supporters out there. And you can pick who that is. Let me know who it is.
Wow.
And we'll make sure they get that.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I know some people have called in, and some people listen through the website, and some people listen through Twitter. Probably the best thing to do, let's do this. The first person that inbox me, and we'll just send the information over to Kimberly. Inbox me on Facebook.
Okay.
And we'll watch that. If not, if you're on the telephone and called in, if you hit *1, we'll see which one comes first. If you hit *1, And we'll give the information. That's exciting. I was like, that's a powerful series. So thank you that you love
yes.
that series. Good deeds to do that.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I hope whoever gets it really uses it and applies it and really enjoys it. And one more thing, too, and I want to just go ahead because you're such a wonderful hostess. I want to offer the same thing to you. And with that, they're going to get a free webinar with me, a live webinar for those who have purchased this bundle, where I share how I've been able to procure $50,000 in a 15-minute conversation with a private investor. And I want to share this, Dr. Sunday. I'm not going to share, it was $50,000 for me, but it could be $500,000 for you. It could be $50 for you. The money amount doesn't matter. What I'm doing is really going to take questions on how you talk to investors and how the steps needed to be able to do that. So I'm excited. I'm excited about that.
Oh, wow, that's great, and thank you so much. You know, I'm one of my
You're
love
welcome.
Language is actually receiving gifts. So I thank you so much.
Good.
But you know, I love you so, and we're in the same city,
yes.
and I just,
yes.
oh, she's just so yes. amazing, ladies and gentlemen. I love her.
Thank
but
you.
I want to thank you, first of all, for being in your purpose, and then secondly, for being here on Good Deeds with us today.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate you and everything you're doing. Yeah, you're amazing. Appreciate you so much.
Oh, isn't she sweet? See, she's just amazing. I love you. You know how to make people feel nice. But we thank you so much. And, you know, if you need me for anything, any good deeds for anything, don't hesitate to let us know. And you know, tag us on the book and stuff because we got to get that out.
Yeah,
that's a great time to get it out around that time. And I know a couple of people having events around that, the love scene, so I'll contact your team and let you know about that because that'll actually promote your sales as well.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
Well,
thank you
welcome.
For having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Well, you guys, I know you learned a lot now. You know the replay will be ready very shortly. Share it with your friends and family because everybody wants love. I mean, you may act like you don't want to have love, but everybody wants love. And, you know, here in Good Deeds, if you need us for anything, radio, TV, I host events. I'm a red carpet host, you know, all that. I'm a minister as well. We also have a nonprofit organization that helps people walk out their destiny, and we have a publishing company. So whatever you need, if I don't know somebody, guess what? We're going to find someone that can help you. You know, our website is www.reneesunday. That's R-E-N-E-E, Sunday, like the day of the week, S-U-N-D-A-Y. But please remember, you do have a calling. You do have a reason, one, you were born, and a reason you're here right now. The three things you got to do and always do is believe, you got to trust, and you have to walk it out. And you know what I'm going to say. You got to don't stop. You got to get it. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.